Blog Talk Radio.
It's been quite a year. I test out my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning on you. I'm still concerned. I'm still concerned. I'm still going through. I'm still going through. Who could have planned for such a time as this? When nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, just our words. I'm weak, but our faith is strong. No matter what I think, I'm gonna keep on and on. I'm still going strong. I'm still going strong.
Still gonna trust you. Doesn't matter what I have to go through, I'm still gonna trust you. I'm gonna trust and depend on your word, Heavenly Father. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, Father, saints, and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you on. We have a word of prayer. And as we come on the air today, our heart goes out to the young man in Memphis, Tennessee, who got killed, really, by five police. And we want to pray for that family, that they continue to be strong, that they continue to seek God for their answers. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, first of all, for your word. I thank you, Father God, that we have the word to live by and go by. So therefore, the word that we have, Father God, we just honor you and we bless your holy name, because your word is what guides and teaches us. And with that being said, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for giving us enlightenment on your word. I just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this broadcast. Something just caught my attention. And thank you, Father God, for those that are listening. Also, we want to pray for that family over in Memphis, Tennessee. Father God, we pray for calm. Right now, we're praying for knowledge and wisdom, that the people over there may understand that they can get more accomplished by trusting in you. So we're believing right now, Father God, that they will turn their attention to you for guidance and direction. We believe it right now, Father God. We confess it in the name of Jesus. Bless those people. Bless this country, that the things that are expecting to happen, that it will not go down like some people thinking it's going to go down. I know you're able, Heavenly Father. We don't need a riot in this country. Right now, we don't need that. So I pray, Father God, that they will have more of a calm head about things. Also, Father God, I just pray for those that don't understand that the Word of God has to become the final authority, in spite of. The Word of God has to be the final authority. Now I ask you, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you'll be so kind to bless us with your spirit today, on today, and with your knowledge and with your wisdom. And these and all blessings we ask in Christ's name. And for his sake, we truly pray. May everybody agree with this prayer. They did say amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start this broadcast off a little different. Yesterday, after the broadcast, Minister Robinson, I don't want to call it my name, Minister Robinson, asked me a question. He said, I'm going to ask you a quick question. I said, okay. So the question he asked me was profound. I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, it was truly profound. And I guess it was the way I'd taken it at first. Then I let my heart settle down and I received what he said. He said, just a quick question for you, sir. Is knowing the same as believing, or are they different? And I said to him, good question. Yes, they are. Then he said to me, well, It is life-changing time. Are you sure that the answer you want to go with, or that's the answer you want to go with? And I told him, yeah. And here I would explain it, knowing you have facts, believing you act like it's already done. That's what real believing is. And I don't know, it stayed on my heart. I tried to reach him back, but anyway, it stayed on my heart. And so I want to share a couple of things with you all today. And he said, I submit to you, they are not the same, for revelation meaning. And then he said, I would swear that, would draw that statement. And I know that it's the proper context. So then, would you agree that believing is the biggest stumbling block for believers? And I said to him, I have a question for you, sir. At the end of your week of working, do you know you're going to be paid, or do you believe you're going to be paid? And then I said to him, to his answer is, no, I think people have to be taught how to believe. That the biggest thing, bigger, we have to be taught how to believe. According to Romans 10 and 8 through 16. And you know what? I think we'll go there too today, because that was one of the scripture. And then he gave me a scripture, Romans 8:28. But before I go there, I want to share the scripture in Romans 10. Now, here's what you got to know. You got to know that God is talking to Israel, his chosen people. This is as the new creation it began to happen. The question is, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For where there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. And then how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and peace and bring glad tidings and good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? And to that end, I want to make mention of this, because it's so important, brothers and sisters. This is about believing. Believing is trusting in the word of God. Now, I can give you a couple of definitions. You know, when you think about believing, you consider what you just said or you're doing is true. You consider that is as true. Consider to be true and honest. Accept the word of as evidence. To hold as supporting. To accept something as true. Now, when you're believing, that's what you do. You accept it as true. That again, don't forget what the question is now. I go back to it again, because I don't want nobody to miss. go back to this. The question is knowing the same as believing, or any, or is it different? I believe it's a word. Are they different? That's a word. Are they different? So when you look at, now I just told you what believing is. Let me share to you what knowing is. Knowing the fact or condition of knowing something with familiar, gained through experience, so you can know something, or knowledge, because knowing is knowledge. You know it through experience or association. You acquire it with an understanding of sense knowledge. It's a range of information. That's how you get knowledge, okay? Because you got this range of information, so you receive knowledge. And just for the record, the Word of God teaches us, how can you know? How you going to know this? How you going to know to believe? How can you believe in something that you don't know about? So the scripture make it real plain. How then should they call on him in whom they have not believed? I mean, how you going to call on someone you don't believe? And then how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And watch this. You are going to get the knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, then you can act on it. Yeah. So in essence, what we're talking about, knowing and believing are different words. They are often used in religious teaching across the world. Knowing means that you possess knowledge. That's what it is. You possess knowledge. We have to have that knowledge to teach people what to believe and who to believe. That's why believing is so important, okay? I like to suggest to you, on the other hand, believing means that you have accepted something to be true, or you are confident and have trust in that thing. See? So when does one believe? When one gained knowledge? So that's how the question was answered, right through the Word of God. How one's going to believe? Because they have the knowledge. The only reason I know this stuff, know what I'm sharing with you, because I have the knowledge. And my knowledge is predicated on the Word of God and not on man's knowledge or man's inability. Proverbs 18:15 says, the heart of the prudent get knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Think about that. Well, where's it going to come from? It's going to come from Christ, man. See? So you can believe in it. You have the knowledge now to believe in it. There was another scripture, too, when I think about knowledge. Man, you can just go to the book of Proverbs and you'll see all kinds of stuff. Believing, it's not a stumbling block. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So they need the knowledge. Then they can believe. I honestly believe that that's the Christians today problem, is they have a lack of knowledge. Not only pure knowledge, but revelation knowledge as well. He says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity and scorn delight in their scorning? And fools hate knowledge. It's a fool who hate knowledge. They don't want to hear the truth. The Bible says, for they are hate knowledge and did not choose to fear of the Lord. Man, I mean, for a person to be an atheist, you're a straight fool. If you don't believe that there's a God, based on the knowledge you have. And I can give you something real simple. It has to be a God. If there's a matter, there's an original. If you got a house, you got a builder. No, you didn't see it, but you see it built. Yeah. And then you believe that it was built whatever day they put it on there, whatever. That's what you're believing. But the knowledge says it's fact. It's a fact. The Bible says, then shall they understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's the knowledge we ought to be seeking for, the knowledge of God. So when wisdom enter into their heart and knowledge is present unto thy soul. See, once you allow knowledge to creep in, know that Jesus died on the cross. That's knowledge. Know that why he did it is knowledge. To have all of that understanding, and yet you won't believe. And yet you won't believe, knowing that he is a healer, knowing that he's a doctor, and yet you don't believe. Having all that wisdom. There I go. I think I'll go back to that question. Because you need to understand, knowing and believing are different words, and they are often used in religious teaching. That's just like across the world. And knowing means to possess knowledge. So when you possess certain knowledge, you can believe in it. So that's why they kind of become the same thing. It's true, it's knowledge, and belief. So the truth is the word of God. The knowledge came from the word of God. Then you can act on that knowledge. So now you gonna understand why Romans 10, and I just thought that was an excellent question. I think it's profound. And I think it's in line with the word of God. Because the writer asked the question, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? You ain't believed. How you going to call on him? And furthermore, how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Boom, there it is right there. And then they asked the question, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? Now we get into some other stuff. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's the way this works, brothers and sisters. If you look at it as truth, what is truth? The word of God. Not a truth, but the truth. What is knowledge? Let me tell you what, because I can give you several definitions for knowledge, okay? But what I like about knowledge is the fact or knowing some things. That's basically what knowledge is. It's wisdom. Yeah, I get that. It's information. I get that. It's knowing. And knowledge can be learning as well, too. But how about this? Knowledge is news. That's what it is. It's news. It's intelligent. It's fact. So when a preacher is preaching, he should be preaching good news. Glad tidings. And he should also, or she, should also know that it's a fact, man. Treat it like it's a fact. Teach it like it's a fact. Literally. Literally. Because that's what it is. You have the knowledge based on what we have, The Bible is the oldest book to man's knowledge. It's so popular. It always stays number one on the seller. Book Bibles in about everybody's home, or I should say scriptures. But the knowledge to eternal life is boom right there. I don't know no other, and like I said, I don't know everything, but I don't know no other place where you can get this kind of knowledge other than in the Word of God where you're going to spend eternity. It gives you a roadmap. It gives you some choices. But remember this, truth, knowledge, then belief. If you get truth, then you're going to have the knowledge so you can believe. Knowing and believing, yes, they're different words, but knowing means that you possess knowledge. And if you know it and you possess this knowledge, it's easy to believe. Going back to Romans 10 again, how are they going to know it? Because you're going to give them the knowledge. You're going to teach them what the Word of God says. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what they're going to know. They're going to know greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. They're going to come to the knowledge to know, and I just love this one. That's why people are destroyed, for the lack of knowledge. Not for the lack of church building and selling barbecue dinners. There's no lack there. There's no shortage there. There's no shortage in buildings. But here's some knowledge. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. A temple of God, his spirit dwells in us. The Bible said, know ye not, you are the temple. See, that's knowledge. And until people get that revelation knowledge, they always have some buts. There is no buts. When you have knowledge, then you can believe. And this is the reason you want to believe. You don't want to believe in man. You want to believe in the Word of God, because that's true. You want to know that Christ died for your sins. And if he died for your sins, then your sins have been taken care of. 1 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to become sin for you, for me. So he paid the price so I can have his righteousness. So I'm believing that I have his righteousness. That's a fact. So where my trust at? In the Word of God, in this truth. Everybody haven't believed. So I suggest to any and everybody today, if there's something you need to believe in, get the knowledge first. Get the truth first, I should say. Take the truth first, and then out of that truth, gain the knowledge so you can believe. The gentleman said, Lord, help thou my unbelief. He can do that, but it's got to come through knowledge. And where that comes from is through truth. And the Word of God is the truth, not a truth, but the truth, okay? So in knowledge, get wisdom, because in all you're getting, get understanding. Just don't familiarize yourself with something. And I'm not saying you have to be a scholar. And I'm not saying you have to be, you have to have all the data. But I'm saying get wisdom. Where you get wisdom, get it from the Word of God. As it pertains to your salvation, that's what I'm talking about. As it pertains to your salvation, if you want to know what that really means, then familiarize yourself with every scripture that teaches on whatever it is, if it's salvation. But once you have acquired this knowledge, this truth, once you acquired that truth, then there is knowledge of that truth, which caused you to believe. So Mark 16:17 become a reality. Those that believe, they'll cast out devils. They'll lay hands on the sick. Those that have received that knowledge, then they understand that Ephesians 2:10 said, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. See, if some things just happen because you have decreed and declared that you're a child of God. Now, people who, and I'm just going to put it this way, are ignorant fools. They don't want knowledge. They know it all. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, it comes through being humble. It comes through being obedient to the word of God. And with that being said, if anybody have any questions or any statements you want to add, press 1, and we'll let you in. And we'll finish up on this another time, but that was just on me, and I had to put it out there in the atmosphere. It's like, and it's something, like I said, it was very profound, profound statement, profound question, and enjoy. And I'm going to say this to anybody. If you have any suggestion, any question, don't hesitate, you know, to let me know or to share. Like I said, Minister Robinson, he brought that question that was very profound. He told me just a quick question for you, sir. Is knowing the same as believing, or are they different? So between now and probably by Sunday, I'll answer this in its entirety. So you might want to come around for Sunday from 12 to 1. I will be answering that question. I just gave y'all a little bit today because I want you to get excited about the Word of God when you compare that to the Word of God to see where you're at. Okay? Well, if no one else, anyone like to say something, we'll see you on.